Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Green, and welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of February the 16th to the 23rd. Hope you're doing well. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Whalen. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Jeff. And thank you all for tuning in. We're glad you've made Studio 1024 part of your week. On this week's edition of our show, we'll learn how students on the St. John's campus are planning to spend their midterm break. That holiday is just around the corner.
Got a passion for singing? We'll tell you about a new music group here at the university that's open to anyone, even if you don't have professional training.
And we'll learn how Grenfell College is helping international students adjust to university life. There's a lot to get to on this week's show. Here's Jeff with this week's top story.
They aimed high and they met their goal. A group of Memorial students made national headlines this past week as they did their home province and university proud. The Stacey Devereaux Curling Rink was victorious at the Canadian Junior Curling Championships held in St. Catharines, Ontario on February the 11th. The team clinched the top prize for the women's category. Ms. Devereaux, who is a political science and French student, is the skip for the team. She was joined by fellow Memorial student Stephanie Guswell, a kinesiology student, and Sarah Paul, a primary elementary education student. Rounding out the team was Stacy's sister Julie, a grade 12 student at Holy Heart in St. John's. Their dad, Jim, works at Memorial's Ocean Sciences Center. The team beat Manitoba by scoring 3 points to win 7-6 in the 10th end at the prestigious event. Their triumph in the impressive match marks Newfoundland and Labrador's first Canadian junior women's title and the fifth national crown overall. Things won't be slowing down for the students. They're gearing up to represent Canada at the World Junior Curling Championships, which take place from March the 3rd to the 11th in Minnesota.
Memorial has gone high-tech in its efforts to help students and alumni search for the right career. The university's Center for Career Development has rolled out several new online initiatives in recent months that cover the basics when it comes to searching for a job. They cover everything from how to fine-tune your resume to brushing up on your interview skills. Earlier this month, the center launched its second virtual job finding club. For a week, students and alumni from Memorial and the College of the North Atlantic could log into sessions that provided practical career advice. The sessions were moderated by both Memorial and college staff. Organizers are hoping to offer another session in late April or early May, just as the winter semester is finishing up. Another online tool the center has launched is known as Real-Time Career Chat. For an hour and a half every weekday, users can chat or send an instant message to the center if they have questions about their career search. Chris Hounsell is an employment development coordinator with the center. He said going high-tech was a natural progression for the center.
Today's students, specifically the millennial students and the Generation X students, technology seems to be the best way to communicate to them. So we decided to take some of our services online. It's how they want to be communicated to. So it's another avenue to tap into them and to allow them to get that much needed advice.
Lynn Walsh is also an employment development coordinator with the center. She stressed that although Memorial has gone high tech, students can still drop by the Center for Career Development in person to get hands-on career advice.
We provide workshops, lunchtime workshops, on providing people with assistance on finding employment, like the job search, the whole realm, resumes, cover letters, critiquing those things and helping them try to discover how to sell themselves the best way that they can. Sometimes people just need to run by their little sales pitch and see how they do, and we give them some constructive criticism.
To learn more about the initiatives at the Center for Career Development, visit their website. It's www.mun.ca/cdel.
Culture shock. It's something every international student goes through in varying degrees. Now a workshop to address the needs of international students as they adjust to their new environment is being held by the International Student Programming Office at Grenfell College in Corner Brook. The session is slated for Tuesday, February the 27th. Grenfell's international profile is increasing with students from countries such as Nigeria, the United States, Japan, Belize, Mexico, and others. Shauna Peddle is the coordinator of international student programming at Grenfell. She said that cultural diversity is obvious when it comes to dress, appearances, and languages, but it's also present in the different beliefs, morals, and traditions that people have. She said the workshop will help people better understand cultural diversity and the adjustments international students must go through, everything from weather to cuisine. Sonia Noonson is an international student programmer on the St. John's campus. She will deliver a keynote address at the workshop, which will be followed by a panel of Grenfell international students who will discuss their experiences in Corner Brook. The workshop will take place February the 27th from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in LC301, the Lecture Theater of the Library and Computing Building. Anyone in the community who has dealings with international students may find it useful to attend. Please RSVP to Shauna Peddle at smpeddle@swgc.mun.ca.
The Marine Institute is swinging its doors open this coming Tuesday to give the public a peek inside Memorial's Center of Fisheries and Marine Training. The event is part of Oil and Gas Week here in St. John's. It's an opportunity for the public to visit and see for themselves the world-class technology the Marine Institute is using to prepare students for careers in the offshore. Visitors can see the remotely operated vehicle simulator, flume tank, and the ballast control simulator in action. Doors will be open from 10 until 2 o'clock. Glenn Blackwood, executive director of the Marine Institute, encourages everyone to come out and experience the training and applied research facilities that the Marine Institute has to offer. The Oil and Gas Week of events continues. It includes open houses at the Marine Institute and Memorial University, a high school poster contest, and a food drive in support of the Provincial Food Sharing Association. More than 3,000 people in Newfoundland and Labrador are currently working in the oil and gas industry.
Well, next week, thousands of students from the university will be sleeping in and heading out to a few parties. Some will even likely head off to a skiing trip or head home to other parts of the province and country. It's all part of the annual winter midterm break here at the university. It's a time for students to get away from academics for a few days and enjoy some personal time. I spent some time on the campus this week chatting with some students about their plans for midterm break. First-year student Natasha Young says she won't be doing much over her time off other than catching up on some school projects.
I'm going to be studying all winter break. I have a lot of projects due next week, so this is actually my first semester, so it's really different than high school, I guess. Sometimes you just get there and you just want to throw it all to the side and just forget about it, but you got to concentrate, I guess.
Second-year folklore student Carl Miller of Rishoon will be heading home for the break. He's got some major research to do for several projects.
I have to do a couple interviews over the weekend for my folklore project. I have to research my cousins for his accordion music, and I have to research my grandfather for his collection of ghost stories. I'll be home till about Wednesday afternoon, I believe.
Meanwhile, students like Maddox Cove native Sheldon Chafe, who is studying geography, will be spending his quiet time on campus.
I work here on campus, so for most of the midterm break I'll be working, but I guess in the time off I'm just going to relax a bit, not look at any books probably for a few days, and that's about it. It's welcome now, considering with midterms and other projects this week, it's nice to have a little bit of a break.
Those with an interest in singing but maybe don't have any professional training can join a new music group thanks to the efforts of a professor from the School of Music. The Munn Sacred Harp Group was formed earlier this month after a handful of students from Dr. Christine Gangelhoff's world music class expressed an interest in starting a choir at the university. The goal of this new group is simple: to introduce members, no matter what their musical experience, to new music traditions. Although the group's performances take place on the St. John's campus, Dr. Gangelhoff is quick to point out that the choir isn't confined to the university. She said anyone is free to join, faculty or staff members, students, and members of the general public. The new group meets every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock in the School of Music. For more information about this, you can visit today.mun.ca.
Well, there are lots of other interesting things happening on all of our campuses here in the week ahead.
On Friday, February 16th, the Vagina Monologues will be presented at the D.F. Cook Recital Hall in the School of Music. Tickets are available at the Attic in the University Center, as well as at Hempware on Duckworth. All proceeds go to support organizations for women. The show runs from 8 to 10.
On Friday, the University of New Brunswick men's and women's basketball teams are in town to take on the Seahawks. The women hit the court at 7, with the men following at 9. There will also be matchups on Saturday night. These are the final regular season home games for the Seahawks this season.
The Graduate Student Research Colloquia Series continues on Wednesday, February 21st in the INCO Innovation Center. MBA student Punit Anand will present his award-winning paper, Accounting Models for the Valuation of Equity. This presentation gets underway at 4 o'clock in room 2014.
On Wednesday evening, Pat Rose, a retired psychologist, will be giving an interactive presentation, Mental Skills Training for Sports and Life. This presentation will include strategies to enhance performance, set goals, calming techniques to reduce performance anxiety, and strategies to develop confidence. This event takes place in Lecture Theater D of the Health Sciences Center Medical School, and it gets underway at 7 p.m.
On Thursday, February 22nd, the Newfoundland Historical Society is holding its February lecture from 8 to 10 in Hampton Hall of the Marine Institute. Dr. Jim Connor will lecture on Dr. Ecke of Twillingate. This presentation also includes film footage taken in the late 1930s.
Every Friday afternoon, students, faculty, and staff at Grenfell College are invited to participate in intramural ice hockey from 2:30 to 3:30 in the Pepsi Center main rink. Participants must have a $10 hockey card to participate, and they can be purchased at Student Services.
Well, that's the kind of week it's been here at Memorial. There's a lot to take in and enjoy.
And before we wrap up, we'd like to say our usual thanks to Memorial's campus radio station, 93.5 FM CHMR, for the use of their studios each week.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 of the Arts and Administration Building.
David Sorensen is our producer, and Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer.
If you'd like to get in contact with us about anything you've heard on this week's show, drop us an email. Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
Be sure to also check out our website. Surf on over to mun.ca and scroll down to the bottom of the page. There you'll find a link to Studio 1024. All of our shows are archived on the web. Thanks for joining us, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Be sure to tune in again next week.